In this bulletin, Russian forces and tanks enter Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The United Nations says at least 70,000 people have fled Ukraine in the last 48 hours. And in sport, Russia loses the hosting rights to two major sporting events. For the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he intends to stay in Kyiv, even as Russian troops bear down on Ukraine's capital. Ukraine's government says 18,000 guns have been given to volunteers, and officials urge citizens to make Molotov cocktails and defend the city. Reuters news agency says blasts caused by artillery rounds have been heard in Kyiv, along with intense gunfire in western districts of the capital. This man in Ukraine says he believes citizens need to mobilize and repel the attack.
I want to call on all our Ukrainian nation, on real men, on patriots. Please make sure your families are safe and mobilize. I believe we need to get our act together and give a stern reply to the Russian aggression. I myself am from Lviv. I believe we must mobilize and repel all those who enter our country. Please forgive me for saying this, but I think we must fight all those who invade our country so strongly.
The United Nations says tens of thousands of people have fled Ukraine in the last 48 hours, warning the number of refugees who flee to neighboring countries could reach 5 million. The head of the UN Refugee Agency, Philippa Grandi, says more than 50,000 have fled to Poland and Moldova, with many more on the move. UNAID Chief Martin Griffiths says agencies are already working to get aid to those who need it.
Some hours ago, there were 50,000 people who had gone into Poland and 20,000 into Moldova. I think those are UNHCR numbers, IOM numbers. The delivery of assistance to those in need are going to be partly to those who are displaced, but also partly those who remain in place but need help. And we'll be working through local partners.
International Criminal Court prosecutor Karim Khan says the court may investigate possible war crimes in Ukraine. In a statement, he says the court could exercise its jurisdiction and investigate any act of genocide, crime against humanity, or war crime committed within Ukraine. Ukraine accepted ICC jurisdiction for crimes against humanity and war crimes committed on its territory since February 2014. Russia is a member of the ICC, but the court can investigate alleged war crimes on the territory of Ukraine, regardless of the nationality of the alleged perpetrators. Fans of the Eurovision Song Contest will learn this weekend who is representing Australia in the Global Song Contest this year. 11 artists are competing in the Australia Decides event on the Gold Coast to determine who will sing on the global stage. Contender Jaguar Jones is performing a song called Little Fires, which is about her advocacy work to end discrimination and harassment in the music industry.
Hopefully it can light a fire under, you know, anyone who needs it to remind themselves that they deserve better and that they can go and fight for themselves in their own way and take their own steps, whatever journey that is. And if speaking out is a part of that, then I totally encourage them to do that.
And in sport, Russia has lost the hosting rights to two major sporting events following the country's decision to invade Ukraine. UEFA says the Champions League final will not be played in St. Petersburg this season. Instead, the European football showpiece has been moved to Paris. In motorsport, the Sochi Grand Prix has been axed by Formula One this season. Driver Valtteri Bottas says Formula One drivers support the decision.
Like everyone said, you know, innocent people losing their lives, you know, people losing their homes and families and don't have safe places to live in. It's not right, but well, we can hope that everything gets resolved in the best possible outcome and way that is possible. And for now, I think it's the right decision by Formula One not to go to Russia. It's so hard to predict the future, what is going to be in a few months. So definitely, I'm pretty sure that all the drivers agree with that decision.
The International Olympic Committee has urged sports federations to move their major events out of Russia or Belarus. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 30. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 27. Hobart, cloudy 20. Canberra, shower or 22. Wollongong, showers 23. Similar conditions in Sydney, 26. Showers also for Newcastle, 26. Brisbane, rain, possible heavy falls, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 36. And Darwin, heavy showers, 31 degrees. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.